Hello there, this is Matt W. Rhodes, and this is For Our Outsourcing. So before we get started, I want to thank you very much for your purchase. You've definitely made a very wise investment, and you know, building a business with outsourcing is one of the smartest things that you can do. Most people who work online, as we're going to be talking about, they want to work for themselves, but that's really not what you want to do. You want to be building a business, not working for yourself. So this is going to show you exactly how to do that and how to be able to live a free, hands-off lifestyle that you want to. So we're going to be covering five modules. So first module is, why should you hire a virtual assistant? The second module is, before you start outsourcing. The third module covers what task you want to outsource. Fourth, it shows you exactly how to hire your first assistant and make sure that they're actually good. And the fifth is going to talk about a couple of different case studies that, you know, show very successful businesses that are using outsourcing as is. So let's move on to the first module right away. And that module, again, is why should you hire a virtual assistant? So let me just pull this over here. Okay. So like I just mentioned, working for yourself versus owning a business. So most internet marketers, most people who are starting fresh online, have this notion that they want to work for themselves. They really want to be independent. They don't want to live the 9-to-5 lifestyle that they've been forced into. But if you're not careful, what happens is that you end up working and trading your time for money. Whereas most businesses out there are out there to make money from assets and have other people do the work for you. So again, you're really trading your time for money if you kind of dive into the internet marketing arena in any form. Doesn't matter whether you're actually entering the internet marketing niche or you're going to dive into, say, the guitar niche or the investing niche or any niche out there. You really need to have the mindset that other people should be doing the work for you, because when you're gathering up all this knowledge, a lot of people, especially in the warrior form, are soaking in all this different kind of knowledge and all these different business models, and they kind of take for granted the fact that you should be having other people do this work for you. And you're going to fall into the trap of having to do all the work yourself and trading your time from job for dollars and jumping from project to project. And it's one of the reasons that people really, you know, have a hard time focusing. You need to set up an infrastructure where other people do the work for you. And that's really the difference between working for yourself and owning a business. You definitely want to own a business, because you can't really sell yourself. You can sell yourself in products and information, but you can't sell yourself as a business. You need to create that infrastructure that can be later built up and sold. So this is really what this course is going to talk about. So let me just zoom up on the screen here. There we go. Okay, so I mentioned here that you have to become the new rich. So let's talk a little bit about that. If you haven't checked out the 4-Hour Workweek, definitely download it. It's a fantastic book, and I'll have to say that it kind of lacks the very specific details that you need to know, but it gets you thinking in the right mindset, and that's what's really important about it. And the core message behind it is really that freedom is worth more than money. So again, when people are talking about working for yourself, what they really want is they want the freedom to break from that 9-to-5 job. And that's kind of what this is going to be able to do for you. You're going to be able to live life now, and you're not going to be restricted to one location. You're going to be able to move from location to location and work and enable and have the freedom that that being able to work online kind of grants you. So another thing he pushes hard in the book, it's by the way, it's the author's name is Timothy Ferriss, Ferriss. Another thing that he really pushes in the book is to live life now and not in retirement. So people save up for all their lives, pouring their money into IRAs and 401ks, and at the end of their life, they have this small chest of money, which is barely enough to get to help them get by. They'll be able to, as he puts it in the book, live on a hot dog's style of living. And, you know, that's not really what you want. You need to be able to kind of jump into it and take the risk now. And that's what I'm kind of hoping to help you do in 4-hour outsourcing. More specifically, we're going to be helping you earn money for specific goals. You have to figure out what you really want to do with your life. Because when you outsource, other people are doing the work for you. So you really have the extra free time to figure out what you actually want to do, whether it's spend more time with your family. But in my case, and probably in the case of many of you, I just love building businesses. That's really my thing. So with 4-hour outsourcing, you're actually able to take this information and apply it across multiple different businesses, so you have several different sources of income. And the last thing I really want to stress here is that anyone can become the new rich. You know, there's a lot of people, I know that we have a lot of internet marketers who are in their 50s and 60s, and they just kind of want to feel like they're too old, which it's not true. It's really not true. They feel like they're too old to be able to take full advantage of the internet marketing lifestyle, and they feel like they can't learn it quick enough and all that kind of thing. And that's really not the case. The cool thing about outsourcing is that since other people are doing the work for you, you don't have to know how to do every single thing in an internet marketing business. If you have a weakness in web design, you can have somebody else design your websites for you. If you don't know how to write content or you're not a great writer, then you can have somebody else do the writing for you. As long as you can think up the general concepts, as long as you can soak in all the knowledge that you're learning via different educational internet marketing education courses and all the free information that's already out there, you're able to take the concepts and have other people do the work for you. And even if you know how to do everything, as I'm going to talk about right here, you're really, really going to want to have some people do some of the more monotonous tasks for you. Your time is much better spent, you know, creating new content, for example, rather than building backlinks to your website. Because anyone can build backlinks, but if you're building content, then you got to do that yourself, and it's probably best that you do that yourself. Depending, of course, on what kind of website or product that we're talking about. So let's move on to the next section here. Virtual assistants make money for you. So what I really want to stress here is that virtual assistants, despite what a lot of people think, they're really not an expense. They're really not an expense, okay? Because these people are making money for you. So I'm going to be showing you several examples along the way here, but you have to keep in mind that specific activities that you complete for your business make you money. So when you submit a new article to, say, Ezine Articles, and that article drives you traffic, that traffic is making you money, right? So because of that, you're really losing money if you don't hire a virtual assistant. You're missing out on all that extra traffic that they'll be driving for you, because your time is much better spent doing something else in most cases. And really, when it comes down to hiring virtual assistants, you're multiplying your own efforts. It's as you grow bigger and bigger in the internet marketing space, you're going to find that you simply do not have enough time to do everything that you need to do. We're soaking in so much different so many different tactics and strategies in the internet marketing space, and there's so many different ways to promote your business and make money. There really are that you simply will not be able to handle everything yourself. So the analogy I kind of like to use to express this is that McDonald's is always hiring. So recently, you guys have probably saw the news story of McDonald's hiring 50,000 people in a single day, and it was a brilliant marketing strategy, because McDonald's is always trying to hire new people because they know the exact dollar amount that each individual employee is worth to them. And the jobs that they were hiring for, they were low-level jobs. We're talking about burger flippers. We're not talking about management. I actually looked on the McDonald's corporate website, and they had about 80 to 90 jobs out of that 50,000 job quota that they set. only 80 or 90 jobs were actually for management. So that kind of puts into perspective what they're thinking about. They want more people to flip burgers for them and do the basics for them. You're not going to see an executive from McDonald's going in and flipping burgers. It's just not going to happen. And you shouldn't be doing the same thing. You know, you can have other people build the links for you. You can have other people write up the basic content that you submit to Easy and Articles. There are literally a ton of different things that you can have people do. And we're going to be covering all of this in the What to Outsource section. So, outsourcers, virtual assistants, save you time. They save you time. And one thing you really need to figure out is how much is your time worth? And you can either calculate it or you can just kind of set an arbitrary number. Or you can compare it to your day job. You know, you can go through and see how many dollars per hour that you get paid every single hour. And chances are, your time is going to be, you're going to spend a lot of time building up your business at first, especially if you're kind of new at internet marketing or you haven't really taken much action on what you've learned yet. You're going to find out that the time you put in is going to be worth pennies on the hour at first, and it's really disheartening, and that's one of the reasons it's so hard for so many people to get started, because there's just kind of this giant hump at the beginning while you're trying to take on all these different learning curves, trying to figure out how to best promote your business, trying to make that just that first dollar. But if you have other people doing the work for you in a smart way, you're going to be able to take that extra time that you have and invest it in smarter activities. You're going to be able to make more money. I mean, you have to do it to grow. There are things you have to do to grow in the internet marketing business, but they're time-consuming. Again, I mentioned this before, but backlinking, SEO, video marketing, there's just a whole slew of different things. And most importantly, as I said, this outsourcing really saves you aggravation. I can't tell you the number of tech problems that I've had that I've had to have somebody else take care of for me. I would spend literally 4 or 5 hours looking at a single problem, and somebody would come in about 15 minutes and fix all my problems. So I've just kind of stopped trying to figure out, you know, trying to figure out the solutions when I have a major tech problem and have somebody else come in and fix it for me, because, you know, 4 or 5 hours of my time is worth thousands of dollars to me, literally. So I cannot stand dealing with it. And when I can pay somebody else, you know, $5 or $10 to come in and fix the problem for me, complete no-brainer. And it's going to be the same way for you. So one thing I really want to push across to you is that you can't let fear get in the way. Hiring somebody, I totally know it can be really intimidating at first, but I don't want fear to get in the way, because if you let fear hold you back, it's going to slow down the growth of your business. You're going to be losing money and slowing down your growth when you could be using that extra time that you have to make a lot more money and become much closer to your goal. Your goal, whether it's a monetary goal or you're trying to break out of your job, whatever your goal happens to be, you're going to be a lot closer to it if you hire a virtual assistant. So in the next section, I'm going to be talking about the things that you have to know before you start outsourcing. So right here, module 2. I keep zooming up here. Module 2. So we're going to be talking about the things that you have to calculate and know before you start outsourcing. So I will see you in the next video. Thank you for watching.